Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 59 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. Once again, the Rocco Community Theater has another great production coming your way to a local stage that is your way. It's actually kicking off this weekend. Remember, we're so lucky with the Rocco Community Theater. Just two weekends. So if you can't make it this weekend, you can make it next weekend. It's called Plaza Suite. It's by Neil Simon. We have the director joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Matt Farrell. And Matt, good morning and welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your first production with the Rocco Community Theater.
With the Rocco Community Theater is my first production.
So you're the director. So do you get to select what show you want to put on, or do you say, hey, I'm here, I want to be involved, and they say you're a director, this is a good, how does all that kind of
sure
come
yeah
down?
Well, I knew that they were looking for directors, okay, so I applied, and then when I went in and spoke with them, I said I think the best show for the season for me would be Plaza Suite. I like the writing, the comedy, it's Neil Simon, so it's really fast language, and it's New York and it's at the Plaza, so you know, it's set in 1968, so I thought, you know, that's more my style.
All right, I was going to say, if folks are not familiar with the stage production of Plaza Suite by Neil Simon, of course, we know Neil Simon, his work is great on in theater, right? I mean, he's known for writing for theater. But set up the story for us a little bit. Take us to what it's all about.
Yeah, so it's 1968. We're in the Plaza Hotel, Suite 719, and it's a three-act show, and each act is a different couple that is occupying the suite. So you get three shows for the price of one. If you don't like the first show, you know, don't like first act, second act, third act's coming. And it deals with relationships, basically, with these couples. The first deals with a couple that's been married 23 years, and they've kind of lost love in their marriage and how they go about that. The second is a Hollywood producer is meeting his high school sweetheart at the Plaza after 17 years. And the third act is about a couple whose daughter has locked herself in the bathroom, and they're trying to get her out to come downstairs and get married.
Oh, God. So three relatable stories is what
absolutely,
I'm hearing.
Absolutely, yeah.
So is it a drama? Is it a comedy? Is it dramedy? Like, what's the tone?
Yeah, I would say that the first act is more of like a tragicomedy, and then it turns into a comedy. And I would say the third act is pretty much like a Carol Burnett sketch. It's pretty slapstick. There's physical comedy and just a lot of hijinks and antics.
Now, we like that, but it sounds like it's something for everyone, right?
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And it really does have something, again, it covers kind of all genres of theater in there. There's some heavy-hitting moments and there's some deep questions asked, but I think it's also will be fun for people to see other couples arguing for once on, on stage.
That is so true, right? The spouses, your friends, turn to each other and say, hey, we're not alone, right? We're not the only ones that argue about blank. That is
so absolutely
true.
Ridiculous things. And seeing how people, you know, work out these problems that they're having, you know.
And hopefully it has a happy ending at the end. You don't have to give it all away.
No, it does. Yeah. Okay. The show certainly, I think act three is certainly the one that leaves you laughing and, you know, feel good. Yeah, act of the show.
We're speaking with Matt Farrell. He's the director of Plaza Suite by Neil Simon. It's the latest production by the Rock Hill Community Theater. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 7th through the 9th, as well as Valentine's Day weekend, the 14th through the 16th. It's all at Illumin Church right there on River Chase Boulevard. Get out there and support theater. What are folks missing out on if they miss out on a theater production, live theater on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, theater is the only thing that it's a shared experience. You're breathing the same air that the actors are breathing. You're in the same room. Mm. And particularly the setup we've got going at Illumin, you're in the room with these people. I mean, you're a fly on the wall. So if you have any sort of voyeuristic qualities, you know, I think it's great. And it's just... It's just, there's nothing like live theater. Hearts synchronize during theater. It's just, it warrants conversation. It lets us, it's a lens to talk about social things and how far we've come and how far we still need to go under the guise of theater. So I think everybody really will enjoy this production. We've got some great local talent.
I was going to speak, speaking of actors, we've also heard actors who've been on Palmetto Mornings before that do theater say they also feel the energy of those in the audience.
Absolutely.
Every audience brings a different kind of energy, especially with the slapstick funny. Mm-hmm. If something's really getting a laugh and resonating, they might up the ante
a little bit,
right? And it's live theater. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
As a director, is that exciting? Is that a little scary? Is it... all the other emotions in between?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's, you know, I think the cast is certainly ready. They're primed for an audience right now. And I don't think they realize how many laughs they're going to get. So I think it's going to be great Friday night when we come in and they understand what they've created and get the, you know, immediate results of an audience reaction.
Well, in your day job, you're the assistant professor of theater department there with theater and dance within Winthrop University. Fairly new to the university, what, 3 years?
My third year. Going into my, I'm in my sixth semester right now.
Wow. Well, welcome to Rock Hill. Of course, you come to us by way of New York, I
Big
understand.
Apple, yeah.
Yeah, did some theater work there, but also some commercials.
Lots of commercials, yeah. Commercial actor.
What would we know you from?
Oh, I did some Charmin, some Magnavox, some Kindle, some wireless speakers. I'm trying to think of other things. And I did a lot of recreation television, like, you know, Monsters Inside Me. And,
my gosh.
Things, My Dirty Little Secret. And, little shows like that.
Yeah. Is it everything what we expect that it is? Long days on the set, a lot of fun, a lot of directors throwing things, actors being prima donnas, actors being easy to work with. Like, what was your experience?
Not so much that. I did two seasons working backstage on America's Got Talent, and that was more of people throwing things.
Oh, really?
And drama.
Oh, it's in the headlines right now.
Yeah, stuff. Well, yeah, exactly. So that was more. But, you know, most of the stuff, like the commercial shoots, it was pretty laid back. You're fed and you just hang out and wait. It's a lot of waiting.
That's what I hear a lot.
It's a lot
right?
of waiting.
And then make your mark and you better not mess up.
Yeah.
Can mess up, but you can't mess up.
No, and then you do it like 60 times in a row.
Do you really? Like
the
Charmin
absolutely.
Commercials?
Charmin, yeah. I was in a bathroom. I come out of a – I think we did that about 60 takes. Absolutely.
As an actor, do you say, ugh. Again, or do you say, all right, we'll
no,
take
I
it
say
the
again,
top.
Yeah, because you know, you're not, especially with television and film, you are not responsible for what's going to be the ultimate choice that the editor picks.
Oh.
So you just go and go and go. And in that, for Charmin particularly, that was a big shoot, and there was about 7 or 8 producers sitting in another room. So they were the ones kind of like, let's do it again, let's do it again.
All whispering. We need you to move more to the right. Let's switch you out with someone else.
Tiny little things.
Really?
But it's just consistency, and hitting your mark.
Oh, my goodness. After a while, I assume, like everything else, it's draining, right? What do they say in Hollywood or in the theater or the theater and television and film, you always want to be a working actor, but sometimes after a while, just you know, it's time to move on.
Yeah, it's time to get off that carousel.
That's it. And you just said one day, that's it.
Yep. Yeah, I went to grad school. I knew I wanted to teach, so I went and got that MFA because every job wanted those letters. And
what does that stand for? Is that
Masters of Fine Arts?
Okay, all right,
yeah,
good deal. Well, you know what? Real life experience you're giving to the students right there at Winthrop University.
Absolutely.
You can share the ups and the downs and the backside of the business and how the business side of Hollywood and theater and TV and film and everything else in between operates. And then, of course, you can see Matt's work on the local stage right here. Part of Rock Hill Community Theater. Get out there and support local theater. Rock Hill Community Theater, they just does a great job, and they really are all about encouraging folks to see the theater. And as we say before, go and experience it, right? I mean, you learn how to carry yourself, how to silence your cell phone, how to act in a
Amen.
Theater scenario. Do it here, right? So check it out. It's Rock Hill Community Theater presents Plaza Suite by Neil Simon. It's directed by Matt Farrell right here. It's this weekend and next weekend, February the 7th through the 9th and the 14th through the 16th. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3 p.m. Matt Farrell, again, thank you so much, my man.
Thank you, Lucas.
Lucky to have you here at Winthrop, and can't wait to see the show.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
It is 7:40.